Well, good morning. I guess I'll start our service. I'm actually a couple minutes late. This is the last Sunday of summer. Who was excited for fall? Oh, good. Yesterday was beautiful. I wish that I could have spent it outside, but okay. Well, let's stand and sing "The Battle Belongs." We have a prayer service to bring.
Desperation, I'll seek heaven and praise for you.
Thanks for being such good players with all this new music. I have suggestions coming from people, and the Lord is bringing me songs, and it's really beautiful. I like to sing these new ones with you. I have a few announcements, and then we'll have Steve up here for prayer. On September 19th, that's tomorrow, oh my word, Fresh Food Initiative is at 2 o'clock. Next Sunday, September 25th, I won't be here. I'm leading worship for a ladies' retreat in Goshen, Indiana, and I've asked Sarah and Jason, it's Thede, right? I always question right before I say it. They're going to be leading worship for me. And also, so thank you so much. And also, there will be a congregational informational meeting directly after the service. I don't know. Did we say anything about food? I think we'll just be kind of snack heavy on that. Or you could bring a sack of snacks. Then on October 1st, at 4 p.m., there is a very happy adoption party for the Reed family. And if you need more information on that, talk to Evan or Hallie for details. I will do that in a second. I have one more announcement. That was pretty. Jessica is sort of helping with this. Five congregations, you said? Five healthy towns, okay. She's kind of a liaison for this. This is called Advanced Care Planning. It's happening on Monday, October 3rd. We'll try to get it announced again next week. But this is for putting a plan in place when it comes to the end. And I think she just experienced her sister-in-law's father passed away suddenly from a heart attack, like my dad. And you find yourself in a circumstance where you weren't ready. The person was healthy. You hadn't picked out funeral stuff like casket. And so this is just helping you to walk through that and make decisions in advance, preemptively. It's an hour and a half, 6:30 to 8 o'clock on Monday, October 3rd. So, and that is in, I think that's in an email announcement too. So, but put it on your calendars. That sounds really, really neat and special. The things that they cover, you know, be like being close to loved ones, not dying alone, praying or maybe reading scripture. You can have those things planned, and that's incredible. Okay, lastly, the children can be dismissed for children's church.
That the Exodus is over. So great day today, and we just want to praise the Lord and hear some of your praises and prayer requests. Yeah, Aunt Jan.
I've been asking people to pray for Sean and Megan all along, and within 3 weeks, now this is how the Lord works, within 3 weeks they were able to find a house up in St. Joe's area where Sean now has a job with Whirlpool up there.
Oh, cool.
And then, within 3 weeks, the Lord also sold the house in Ohio. And they're all up here, moved in, and that's the end of it.
Wow.
I just praise God for that. And she's still feeling well and stuff. So, you know,
awesome.
Now, if I could say this out loud, let's just pray that they'll want to get married.
Ah. Yep. And whoever's videoing, watching on YouTube or Facebook. Okay, well, that is awesome. So, yeah. So, Sean and Megan, we're moving to St. Joe area from Ohio, right? And within 3 weeks, they had a new home, moved in, sold their old home. Have a new job. Exciting, fresh start. Awesome. Awesome. Miss Cindy.
But there was not a scratch on either one of us, and so the Lord protected us physically, and I was able to secure a new car both locked our keys in the car, and there was not a soul around, you know. We didn't know how to get out of the situation. It was quite a predicament. So we prayed. We stopped and we prayed, and we asked God to figure it out for us. And we flagged down a couple, and they were from Michigan, and they said that they would go to the nearest ranger and send them to where we were, and that he would help us. But in the meantime, my friend checked the door again, and all of a sudden it was open. So we all know who did that.
Yeah, God, amen. Oh, well, that's a pretty cool story. Miss Cindy returned from her trip safely out west, even though she ran over a deer and took out her car and locked her keys in her car and had a miraculous rescue there. Awesome. Jessica. Well, with that, we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we do thank you for bringing us together this morning. Lord, as I look out, we got a few empty seats, so I'm just going to lift up our brothers and sisters that are not able to be here with us this morning. Just pray that your hand is on them and moving in their hearts, and we're just excited for those that are here. And I want to pray over this service, the message, and your Holy Spirit moving here this morning. Just thank you for the praises we've heard today, for a family that gets a new home and just swiftly and directly and provided in such clarity by you, for a safe journey out west and back for Miss Cindy. Lord, we just continue to lift up Ryan and Delaney as they battle this just attack. I can't think of another word for it. We just praise you for the way their support has come around them in the way you've moved in their lives, and just continue to look for that and seek you in these situations. And we have lost loved ones. We just pray for the Dexter family as Dave passed away last week, and we celebrated his life on Tuesday, and that was a... I just thank you for the way you moved in his life and in those around him, and the way that service was able to touch other people. As we move forward this morning, again, we're just expecting your presence, Father, and excited to hear from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, if you would stand with us, we have a couple more songs. Father, I pray that that can be the cry of our hearts. We've said some powerful words here this morning in our worship. I honor you. I want to see you. I want to hear you. I want to hear your voice. I want to touch your tears. Those are heavy words. And so it's my cry that we would embrace that and we would want that for ourselves so that we can get to know you more. I just thank you for this prayer panel that has agreed to participate this morning, and I ask that you would just lead us and guide us and as we enjoy fellowshipping with each other. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, thank you for the repetition of that song. We can be slow and stubborn, so we just need that stuck in there as a reminder. And I pray, may the words of this song be on stuck on repeat in our hearts and our minds this week. Just keep talking to Jesus, and what a friend we have in Jesus. And now I want to give one of my favorite benedictions, even though I haven't said it in a while. So, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, and to make us stand in his presence blameless and with great joy, to the only God, our Father, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I think that's it. Be the glory and the honor. Amen. Go this week and enjoy your prayer relationship with your Lord. Have a good week.